FM Studios brought to you by Old Mutual.
Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome to Nasty C's Zulu Man with Some Power podcast series brought to you by M Studios by Old Mutual. Right now, I am coming at you guys from M Studios in Newtown, which is an incredible world-class facility that was put together by the good people at Old Mutual. As you can see, they've got a dope stage behind me with incredible lighting and a full PA system. There's a recording studio, a boardroom, and so many other facilities that you guys can use if you want to take your career to the next level. For more information, make sure you check out this website that is strapped below. Since the very beginning of his career, Nasty C has been a big thinker. He's always tried to do things differently, and that's probably why he's advanced to the international level where he is today. So to celebrate the release of his third album, Zulu Man with Some Power, he has called upon some industry professionals to break down what really happens behind the scenes in the music industry. So whether you're an artist, whether you're a content creator, whether you're an aspiring music manager, there's so much cool information in the series that you definitely want to check out. Now, this week's episode might just be my favorite one yet, because Nasty C sits down with his closest friends and collaborators, Rolene and Tellerman. They talk about creativity, collaboration, and consistency, not only in music, but in life. The time is now. Let's go.
M Studios brought to you by Old Mutual.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Moosley, coming at you guys from Universal Music Africa HQ in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we are doing the Zulu Man with Some Power podcast. I mean, you got all the trees. There's no horns, but I'm hoping that you guys will. Every time I need a So welcome to it, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining us. I don't know what platform you are watching this on right now, but we are very grateful that you gave us your time. It's going to be a really, really dope conversation. Obviously, we've got the Zulu Man in the house, Nasty C. But this one is special because we've got some of his longtime collaborators and some of his closest friends that are going to be having a conversation with us about creativity, about collaboration, about consistency. Those are the three C's we're going to go with. With two L's for you guys as well. We're going to go with love and loyalty well, because that's definitely what I picked up from all of you guys when I was researching and just getting ready for this conversation. So please, ladies and gentlemen, help me say hello to Tellerman and Rolene.
Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
How are you guys doing? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
We've been here for a while. We had some technical difficulties. But it gave me a chance to like surveillance you guys and just check out the energy and the vibes, because I obviously met up with your teams before this, and we really wanted to just take back control of the narrative of Zulu Man with Some Power, because the story is going very far. The story is going very, very wide. But because this is home, there's some things that some people are not seeing. So we're hoping that we're going to bring them into that conversation today. I'm just here to facilitate. I'm going to ask you some questions, but more than anything, I'm just hoping that you guys are going to let us in.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Are you guys going to do it with me?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, please. Because, I mean, I've kind of been feeling like that new kid at school with you guys. Like, you guys have been from grade 1 to grade 7, and then I just came in grade 8, and I'm trying to integrate myself into the squad. But I think let's start at the beginning, because that's always a very, very good place to start. So apparently Nasty and Rolene, you guys met at a party in Cape Town, but you guys actually met in Durban. You guys kind of came up together, but you met like on BBM. You guys did music before you actually spoke.
We met via BBM before we even made music.
Okay.
We were just talking about making music, but we never really got to work at that time. I don't know why.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time.
I don't know why. But you know how the first time I found out about Tellerman was, so I had like this, how do I say it without it sounding wrong? I had like a friend on Facebook that was a girl.
Okay.
Right? And she was like a huge fan of my music, and she was from SP. And then this random day, she told me I look like Tellerman.
We should work like physically? Together.
Yeah, and okay. I didn't know this guy. And she sent me a picture, and I was like, okay, I see what she means, but hey, what the fuck? What's
right?
going on?
Yeah.
And then I actually checked this music out, and then I come to find out, like, it's fire.
Uh-huh.
And then I think that's around the time it started happening. Like, we started making it.
I mean, so the story goes, you guys both came up, like, obviously both in KZN, but with different squads. Like, you were still rolling with your Select Playboys, but you also had your own vibe. Mm-hmm. Why did it instantly not go to, like, combat, to competition? Why did it, like, why did the vibes instantly sink like that?
I don't know. It wouldn't have made any sense if we tried to go against each other. Because first of all, like, our music complements each other. Like, he comes with the singing vibe, I come with the rapping vibe.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make any sense for us to just go against it like that. And I think around that time, there was a lot of up-and-coming people, like, in Durban. And
yeah, because there's like, real creative hub out there, like Playhouse and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and especially around that time, there's a lot of up-and-coming artists, and everyone was just hungry to just work and come together and just link.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no backlashes.
Okay.
No.
And speaking about music complimenting, I mean, I don't think there is another artist, let alone a female artist, that complements your style quite like Rolene does. It's almost like she finishes your musical sentences. So tell me about this party you were at. Tell me about why he didn't seem like a creep. Because you guys actually connected on a human level before you connected musically, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him?
No, I need
I
to see
every
new girl.
Like
I need to see every new girl. First impressions count.
So Nani was our person, uh-huh. the middle guy, because Nani knew that I was making music. And he insisted that I pulled up that day. And I was just like, and I'm still the same person. I was like, nah, dog, what am I going to do there? And I just finished at work because I worked at Guru with him at the time. And I just finished. And he's like, dude, pull up. Like, everyone's here. Valerie's here. Just like, you don't have to stay long. Just pull up. We're shooting a video. And I'm just like, what am I going to do there? I look like I just finished, like I come from school, I did my thing, I did the playlisting thing, and now I'm here, and I'm just like, okay, cool, I pulled up, I had a bun, I remember exactly what I was wearing, and I'm like, wow, there's so many people here, and I went straight outside, and I gravitated to the first person that was like familiar, who was CJ at the time, and he was our plug, like, he was definitely the plug.
Shout out CJ.
Yeah, wherever you are, I don't know if you're watching this right now.
And he was also like super adamant on them hearing my stuff out because I dropped some stuff on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And I felt so uncomfortable in the space and I ended up leaving. And I got stuck in the lift because I didn't know that.
Hey, man, that's beside the point.
That's so poetic. No, but like, you got stuck in the lift.
No, I would never forget the day because, like, you needed the thing to go out, like the tag. It was at some like penthouse thing that they were shooting this video at.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out. And then 3 or 4 days later, his former manager hit me up. And I thought, that was creepy. That was the creepy part. Yeah. I was like, why do you know who I am? Like, I saw you at that thing and then you just hit me up. He's like, oh, no, we heard your stuff on SoundCloud. And literally everything that happened after that, like, here we are.
That's crazy. Okay, so you mentioned a lot of other names and that's definitely one thing I know about you. You guys are the people that are sitting here, but there's so many other people in the back. Yeah. There's Teddy, there's Kelebo, there's Nani, there's Jamie, there's Sammy, there's Gemini, there's Audio Mark. So take me through the squad. I feel like everybody also has something to do, which I love because it's expensive to be transferring people around the world.
Literally. If you think about it, all our friends are like, colleagues, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
It's either you a stylist, a DJ, photographer, something.
Like, you're something. Someone, everyone is something.
So that is not intentional. You guys just gravitate to each other like that because of the creativity?
Yeah. And I think that's how we meet also. Like, you'll meet the one guy at a video shoot, whatever, doing stylist or whatever. Like, that's how I met Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, the first time I shot a video here in Joburg, actually, Juice Pack Remix, he was standing there. That's how I met him. And then with people like Mark, Teddy, we all came up from Durban.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Nani?
Nani, I met him in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so dope. I love that everybody plays their part and everybody has something that they bring to the table. Because ultimately, through connections like this, we actually, without even knowing it, we support each other's businesses. And this is something I was really like stressing on the call with your teams, is that I think beyond the musical connections that we have, I think that's obviously why we're also attracted to you. When you make a song with a person, you're effectively going into business with them.
Yeah,
because you sign a split sheet, there's a rollout, you have to commit to the project, you know? Mm-hmm. And it can be very, very lucrative. And in the case of you guys, it's been extremely lucrative. I mean, you guys have got over 150 million streams collectively on Spotify, 160 million streams on Apple Music.
I never thought about it like that.
You guys have got over 40 platinum plaques between you guys. You guys have got over 14 collaborations together. I'm not even like touching on YouTube. So let's talk about this. I mean, you guys are obviously in the music business, and I know you're going to have a conversation with Cizwa more about the intricacies of the business. But let's talk about how your collaboration has really impacted the music business and how you guys are really, really successful. Like, have you ever taken time out to consider that?
Like working together as... we don't really think about it.
I don't think I've ever... I never look at it like that.
We don't even speak about it.
Yeah. Ever.
It's like, even with the music, nobody ever comes to anybody and be like, please put a verse here or...
Yeah. It just happens.
You just hear a song, an idea,
yeah, cool.
And then
like
you
that.
Add something.
Can I jump on that?
Yeah.
Send it to me. Okay. Can you add something?
And that's how it happens.
That is
crazy. That's how it is with us.
So let's talk about the creative process, because you guys have a very complementary style. It doesn't sound like that, yo, just give me a young 16. It's almost like you guys write together. I was telling Arianda that like Tellerman and Nessie are kind of like the Splash Brothers, like in basketball, because you guys are just always there.
Like,
yeah,
there's a sense everywhere.
For real, the back-to-back. I think my personal favorite is Don't Be a Like the back-to-back on there is really, really crazy. And I remember just being so...
And I remember you were hating on that idea.
Really?
She was. And she was hating on it.
No,
when we made it, when we made the
I
song, I was like, don't be a bitch. And she was like, you cannot say that on a song. I was like, why not?
I remember.
And then we started recording it.
And then you guys, okay, fine. We even have the footage of that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So how do you guys actually make the music? How does it work? Do you guys literally sit together and write together? Or is it like you record and then I'll come? Or
we have this new thing where we just set up two mics now.
Okay.
And like we just sing.
It's fire.
It's so
it's
much fire.
Like we set up two mics, two
headphones,
and we just freestyle.
And whatever works, works.
And we keep building from there. We work all different types of ways. If we're in studio all together, we might help each other write. One person might just take care of whatever they have to do. You might add a verse. If they're not there, they might just send it on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or play it in the car someday. Yeah, we don't plan it. We have no structure.
That is wild because it's so in sync. Like you would think it's like
synergy.
So super, super thought out. So let's also talk about how technology has allowed you guys to be the musicians that you are. Because if there's one thing that I admire about all of you is that you're incredibly technologically capable. I know Rolin, you like makes your own stuff. You guys were having a whole conversation about a program and the lens and the camera.
Yeah, and we were just like, what do you
know what I mean? And I think that's a really, really beautiful thing because you're able to connect and collaborate on a completely different level. And I think it's something that young artists who are coming up, they do it because they have to, but I don't think they appreciate how it's actually helping them advance as artists and helping them connect better as friends. So talk to me about how technology has enhanced your creative process and your friendships.
I think for us, it's a beautiful thing because even back in 2016, we used to like do random music videos that didn't look so cool, but it like they played their part in us getting where we are today. So for us, it's just the same thing, same methods really, just better equipment now or.
Same method from when we didn't have nothing, when it was sellotape on everything.
And
I think
nothing's really changed.
I think we recognize that in each other. You know, even though we don't address it, I think we recognize it in each other. We all came up having to do everything ourselves, like having to make my own beats, having to record myself, same with Tellerman shit, bro.
But like I had like a very different experience because at first like I wasn't capable of doing anything. I was just looking at you guys like, what do I do? What is my purpose? Like, I'm just here. Like, why am I here? You flew me all this way. And it just
But you caught
you
on quickly, though.
You have to.
I had to. I had no other option. I was like, okay, cool. Yo, show me what to do, how to do this. Let me just do it myself. You guys are annoying. Because, like, I wanted to do it now. And they kept saying, okay, cool, we can do it now. We can do it now. And now it kept being an hour later. Yeah. I was like, there's no way. I want to do it now.
And that's when Lusty actually came in and, like,
I literally
really
said,
out, right?
Cupid was one of the first, like, was the first, not one, was the first song that I actually, like, wrote completely, like, sitting next to someone and worked on with. And then he recorded the first verse. He showed me, like, how the preset stuff works. He left the room. He said, like, at least try to record the chorus and the second verse. And I, by the end of that night, I finished it just to, like, prove to him
straight
that I could do it. And I was like, dude, I did it.
There was no silver spoons here. So.
Yeah,
it was
like,
crazy.
It's very important to know how to record yourself, especially.
Yeah, that was their thing.
You know, because now if you're being recorded by somebody else, you have to work based on their time. You know, they're you know, if they're patient enough, then you're lucky. If they're not, then also just
creatively, also, I think a lot of stuff can get lost in translation. Like, if you're not recording yourself, you might tell somebody, make it sound wetter or make it sound fatter.
I have that. Like, I still don't know the terms, but I know how to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm trying to explain to, like, I want it to sound like it's underwater. Oh, move away. Leave me do it. Like,
some engineers don't know what
they don't know what it's happening.
Some engineers will be in, like, a big building.
Just cut all the
big studio, and you'll be like, yo, just make it sound a little wetter. It's too dry.
And he's like, what?
Yeah, or not. The technical ability that you guys all have.
And
from,
you can, like say
music,
random things. You can just, like, shout random things. You can go
Yeah,
false.
When you record yourself.
You can go
You can
complete.
Up as many times as you
as
want
many
to.
Times.
Try
no one is
going to
tell
ideas.
You,
oh,
look,
exactly.
It's 12 now. We need to go.
Yeah.
And it's just dope to learn new things.
Yep.
It's just dope. You know, right now I'm, like, learning how to retouch pictures on Photoshop. And I'm enjoying it, you know. Now I don't have to ask somebody else to touch up my pictures, you know.
And they have to give him notes and then they'll send it back.
It's still like you orange.
Yeah, I think also that just comes down to perceptions, how we as people just see things differently and experience things differently.
Yeah.
But let's get into the music and the collaborations.
Right.
So the first song you guys did was actually called Uno.
No.
No?
That's not the first song we did.
That wasn't the first one?
The first song we did was No Malanja.
Yeah, No Malanja.
Yay, I got it right. 10 points to
you. You didn't even say the title.
I said it. No Malanja. I said it.
Yeah, but that was the first one.
That was the first one.
I said it for Strike Max. Everyone heard me.
Ten points for Euro. So let's talk about that song. How did you guys work on that? Because you guys are completely different people to who you are on Zulu Man with Some Power. So let's talk about that very first Nasty C Teleman collaboration.
Yeah, that was your song.
Actually, that's like the only song I ever asked Junior to jump on.
Because we didn't know each other then.
Yeah, we hadn't even met at the time. So I hit him up on, I think it was on Twitter, if I'm not mistaken. But we had been talking for a little while before that. So he pulled up, laced a verse. It was one take. That was like the first time seeing a rapper doing one take.
Okay.
I was like, this is crazy, you know? So from there, I think Uno only happened when he dropped his version of the song, because I checked it out on SoundCloud and it was dope, and then I downloaded the song and then I made my own version of it. I made
without telling me. I had no
and
idea.
Then I dropped it the following morning, and then he called me up later on that day. Yeah, so, let's put it on an album.
That was like, dog, come on, bro. You know? this is crazy. Yeah.
But we ended up not doing it because of the samples and all of that. Yeah. But we had Don't Do It 25 and Overload after that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's wild. What was the first song that you guys did together?
Actually, that...
Isn't it Particular?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That was not the first one.
It was the first song we did. It was supposed to be Particular. Particular was the first song we did. It was. Remember when I even remember the verse. I even remember, like, I remember the whole
process.
Yeah,
I remember the whole
thing. Is this the same Particular we're thinking about and talking about?
Yes.
That song had that story. I remember Gina saying, put something there, bro.
No, sorry.
Particular. Actually, that was a crazy song.
So Particular, like, took about like 10 versions until it got to what it is today. You know what I mean? Like,
And it was Major Leagues first.
Yeah, it was Major Leagues.
Yeah.
So they sat with it for a little bit. I sat with it for a little bit, just trying to put in anybody I can on it, just to try and make it sound like dope. But also we were trying to swing for that international. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was not the first song we did though. But anyway.
All right.
I guess she put a verse in there. We were in Cape Town, actually. Yeah. And then she put a verse in
there. We did a song before that, but that song, I don't even remember what it sounds like.
So are you telling me like Phases?
That was something else, bro.
We did something. Particular was after Particular. Phases was after
Phases
Particular.
Phases and SMA, same after. WhatsApp group.
No, that was after. No. Yeah, that was after.
Yeah.
That's wild. Fast forward 2020, Zulu Man with Some Power. The consistency in the collaborations continue because you have your two friends on your album. Talk to me about the two songs that you guys did. What did they bring? What was the idea?
Start with Zon. Damn.
Which I felt like was hectic love energy, guys.
I love that.
Like, do you guys talk the same way you write music?
What do you mean?
Like, as in, do you tell each other, this girl is a and like, and she did this to my heart.
Hell yeah.
And she took me through these emotions. Yes. Do you guys talk the same way you write?
Absolutely.
So the conversations get deep on
this
side.
Yeah, when we get there, it's like, you're about to attack this right
now.
I don't even know when like I started the idea for Zone, but I think I just had the hook only, and then you did the verse first.
Yeah,
I just had a hook, and then I tell him I heard it, and he put in the verse there, and then I had that version for a minute also. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should put in like an actual verse where I'm like rapping like 16 or 12.
Oh yeah, that was very late. You put that in very late.
Very late, yeah.
Because when I heard it, I didn't even know, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you even got the new version like very late.
Yeah,
and then like last minute, I was like, nah, like I don't, like it just wasn't coming to my mind. I didn't see it happening like that as a normal song. So I just made that last part there and let that production change.
Yeah, it's very live.
Yeah,
this is the best. Whatever word that is, it just feels like. Woo! Okay, cool.
And then the best part.
That was a dope song.
Yeah, and then there's the song that you guys did, which I love the title of the song because I'm like,
yep,
that's what you gotta have with your friends. You know what I mean? So talk to me about that. How did you guys do that?
That was so much fun that whole night, the whole production, how you started making that.
Yeah,
you
that beat
Jim.
Started as something else. That beat started
completely
as
different. Like we were just chilling. It was something. Next thing, it was something else, and then it was
something
else again.
It's like when you're trying to you're in there with like a blank canvas, no? You just start pressing buttons, whatever that. And then we press one, and you're
like, oh,
and then we're like, oh shit.
That's literally.
So then I think we had the second part before we even had the first part. Like, oh no. That was only with the lyrics. While we were making the beat, so we made the first part, okay, gunshot, and then we made that switch up, right? But when it came to actually recording the vocals, we had the second part before the first verse. Like, we just did that.
Yeah, you guys like to make your songs, especially like SMA, which went on to be like such a cultural cult, like teen emotion, like
it's crazy.
You know what I mean? It's really took it there. You guys really make your music in like kind of like a deconstructed kind of a way, but it all comes together in the end.
That's the fun part.
I feel like that's the way. That's the only way to do it. Because if you're focusing too much on structure, then I don't know. It's like you're
it's
putting so many
song.
Guidelines right in front of you. And this is something, this is a sport where you have to have fun. You know what I mean?
Music.
And
it's
your work
outlet.
Is a product of your energy that you put in there. So if you come in with that, oh, it has to be 16, oh, and this has to be 8, oh, and this has to be, nah. Yeah, it's going to
be so
fucking
like that.
Okay, cool. And just like the lyrical power that you guys have, I feel like is very important because it's almost like you manifest all the things you like. You
that's
cast
his thing.
Spells
like he teaches
with your
us
words.
That.
Yeah, like
I'm
with
that
everything
guy.
He's
that
guy.
You say.
He's. I'll give him that. Yeah. He's that guy. Like he made me think about that. Like how whatever you're saying is definitely gonna come back to you. And I still make sad music, but now it has deeper meaning. I mean, I'm not gonna change that. It's not that I'm a sad person. It's just that when I make sad music, I think I'm my happiest. It's the craziest thing.
It's cathartic for you.
Yeah. So like,
yeah.
That's
at least
also,
it's like
that's a release
therapy.
Of
like,
something.
Yeah,
but when it does come back, I'm like.
You attracted it yourself.
I shouldn't have said that. No, there's an eyelash in the bathroom. You know, like it's crazy, but that's
we're big
cool
on that.
The album.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're very big on the law of attraction. But we're careful of the words we put after the words I am and all that type of stuff. You know, you have to be careful with that type of stuff.
For real. Which brings me to the conversations. I want to know what y'all really be talking about. Why'd y'all really be plotting? I know you guys all just got tattoos together, or did you just happen to?
Oh, not me.
He just walked in.
Yeah, I walked in when they were already.
I was very confused.
I was headed.
So you guys like got plotting together, getting tattoos together, doing all this stuff together.
We do a lot of together.
So what actually happens? And like, not only just on the day to day, but when like wild things in the world happen, like when there's gender-based violence, things that take over the timeline. How do you then relate to, you know, your friend Rolene and the anxiety that she just feels as a woman, or if you are just having a bad day, like, are these the kind of people that make you feel like, oh, yo, I can't have a bad day around Telemann. Telemann has just got his going on. Or is it like, these are actually people that
these
you can talk
people.
To and take
these
it there?
People, like, these are my people. I talk to them about everything, every single thing, as much as it, like, I don't even care if it irritates them. Like, I'm as transparent as I potentially can. Even when I can sense that sometimes their vibes are off, I know that they'll receive it in a way that is good for them, and they'll reciprocate that when they're ready to. So like whenever I have an issue, like I know that he's big on not taking Ubers by myself. I'm not allowed to do that. Or I should just stay or stay. Yeah. Good dog type of thing, you know? Oh. So like, yeah, he's very big on that. But yeah, like they're very overprotective. I don't go out without them. Like that's also a thing. Like I don't like leaving. Or like if we're going somewhere, they're like my brothers, man. Like,
yeah, we're a unit, man. We don't put pressure on each other like that. Like you never have to mask your emotions or whatever you're feeling around like one of us, but like it's not like that.
Yeah.
Like if you're down, rather we're all down.
And when I'm sad and crying, he tries to like do stupid and like I can see like
and it works.
It works.
I mean he was telling you that your tattoo lines are kind of stupid, but then at the end he's like, but you can fix it. That's really awesome because like talking about like going places and doing things, your music and your careers have taken you guys to so many dope places that you've been able to go together as friends. So talk to me about some of the travels, some of the those late night hotel situations, those order a B&B and up this because I know that happens. Tell me all about Tellerman. I know you're going to tell me. Tellerman.
The best music comes from those things. We always take our equipment.
But most of the time, we're always recording.
You see.
Lots of recording.
Actually, every single time we go somewhere, we record some music.
That's where a lot of Namibia was where you guys
came. Those are the funnest sessions, actually. Come to think of it.
I feel like Cape Town is also like a really great place for you guys. You guys,
but even Nigeria, guys. Cape Town is Nigeria, like we made a lot of songs in Nigeria. We made a like
we were on the creative high.
That was fun. That was my first that was the first time I've ever been to Nigeria. That was like musically
hotel session vibes.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Something crazy always comes out of there.
Always.
Like thinking about it now, like the songs that came out of hotels, thinking about like don't be.
Just Cape Town.
YSA.
Was in the movie.
Payola.
All of that.
What's that other one?
My Way. That's My Way, right?
That one.
All those songs are
NDA was also a hotel thing.
There were so many other songs.
Yeah, bro. Hotel sessions are always fire.
Yeah, but we have a lot of songs.
Even right now,
Right now was also
Namibia.
You guys only have one collaboration, though, that's all three of you.
Really?
Do we even have one?
We even have one.
There's only one.
Which one
do we have?
I wish I could tell you what it was called, but it's only one.
Oh, three of us.
All three of us. Song.
What?
Why is that? How come you guys don't collaborate more? Do you think we'll ever be able to get like a full project from all of you?
When that comes, it's gonna be too much. It's gonna be too much.
I don't think anyone will be ready for that.
Yeah.
We need to first be ready for that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
That's gonna be too much.
That's too much.
That's gonna be too much. When we finally do it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy. Thinking,
what is that song? I'm trying to think now. We don't have a song.
I just wrote down the number. I didn't actually write down the names of the songs. I know you guys have got like 8 collaborations together. You guys have got 5 collaborations together. And then there's one where it's all. I wish I had written down the individuals. But you guys make a lot of music together.
I need to find that song. What song is that song?
I know we don't have a song together.
You guys have to hear.
Yo, don't hurt yourself.
So many other songs that are just like in the archive.
Like studio hits that we don't know about.
Just chilling in.
Songs with lost songs.
Songs you're never going to re-record.
Songs we keep saying.
We'll re-record it.
Record this one properly.
Until we will.
Okay, speaking about unreleased heat and studio heat, you guys are also actually working on some projects. I hear both of you are like Gora 2.
I'm Gora 2.
They might be out by the time we're done watching this podcast. That's how soon it's going to be. Yeah. So, Rolin, I mean, I've been following your social media. I've been watching your journey. You've been working on this for a while.
I'm excited. My project took me about a year and a half to finish. But I felt like it was done prematurely. And I'm kind of glad COVID happened. I know it sounds insane too. But it gave me a nice, not break, but it gave me a nice like sense of what I was missing and what I personally would have felt as fulfilling for other people to receive the project as. And at first, I was super insecure about it. Like, I was crazy insecure about all the songs, all the lyrical content, everything. Like, I was like, oh my God, is this good enough? Are there enough harmonies? Like, is the production enough? Because as a singer, it's like, I don't want to disappoint my friends. Like, I always put them like above myself. And I was just like, they've delivered immensely on all the things that they've done, and then I come up with my first album. It has to be better than theirs. No offense.
It has to be better than theirs
because I have the guidance of what they've been through and what they've had to succumb or like get through or go. Like there's a lot of things that we've as musicians and artists go through, and like the emotions to begin with, like understanding that you need to put yourself like the emotions first, or else everything else will just fall flat. So that being said, with my project, it was like a lot of the songs are sad, but I managed to like find ways to rewrite some of the lyrics to a point where if you have a different perspective, it won't just be about a boy, you know. But that's not my job. My job is just to make you listen and enjoy and feel what I was feeling. So I feel like it's a very emotional project. I feel like it's going to change the game. I know a lot of artists say that. I'm going to punch you in the head.
I'm kidding.
But like, I worked really hard in it. I worked really, really, really hard in it. I'm very excited to, not even for me, like I'm excited for everyone else and all the other people and all the girls that are making music and want to pursue this, and they can listen to it and be like, I don't just have to sing things like Curtain Call or SMA. I can also like do songs like Try Me or Go with My, yeah, you know, be whatever I want to be. Like there is no box. You're the person that's putting yourself in that. I feel like I've said that to you before even.
Yeah.
And that's just what this project is for me. I'm super excited for the entire universe to receive it with all the love and grace that I've given it.
Oh, we are ready. And we've been going through so many emotions this year that I think we're ready to receive all of that. I mean, you're coming off the back of critical acclaim. And what I like about you is just quietly.
The unicorn thought.
But punishing.
Telling people like a snake out here.
For real. So talk to me about like the new project, the sounds, what can we expect?
All I can say is that it's better than my first album. I didn't think about a lot of things like I used to, you know, with the first one, because we're in South Africa and it's R&B, you know, it's not a big movement. I'm not sure if it's a movement even like at this point. So we were even talking about it with Junior the other day. He was saying that you gotta be that guy that's gonna take, you know, the whole, you know, movement. So for me, right now, I'm just like enjoying myself, trying to make the best music I could possibly make, and then hopefully people will just mess with it whenever it drops.
Oh, now I'm gonna need you to finish so I can get into the studio with you guys, because apparently Select Play is finishing Tillerman's album. So as soon as they're done with that, I'm genuinely looking forward to
We can produce the whole thing.
I want to know from you guys, because I think the energy is great and we didn't get super technical because that's just not who you are. But ultimately, you are in the music business. And there's a lot of kids who are watching this who want to be like you. And they need to understand that beyond the vibes, is a business. So I need to know, how do you draw the line between friendship and business? Because I mean, you're saying you met through a mutual friend, so that person could have bought you a gangster ass who was going to put it in your bag and you could be in jail right now, or they could have introduced you to a Rolene and you have this amazing collaboration. So the people that you keep around you are very important. They are so aligned to your vision and your destiny. So how do you guys draw the lines between business and friendship?
Sometimes, if you don't draw the lines, people cross them. I say transparency. Like, there's never been a point of like disrespect.
Yeah, amongst each other.
We have mutual respect for each other, and we know when to separate our egos from our emotions. Like, I know that I can throw shit right now, but he's not gonna lie to me about it. Like, he's gonna tell me straight up, yo, out.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. We don't only try and make sure that no one amongst ourselves even with like our business, like individually. It's not like that. We even look out for that person's business. Like if they're doing something that might jeopardize shit, like it's not like we're just gonna watch them. You know what I mean? Like if it's one of us, like we're gonna tell you, yo,
try to do this a little bit different, you know what I mean?
Like finesse.
It's like I was saying that we're not friends because we make music.
Yeah, we're just friends.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a difference, because a lot of people see people move together and they think that, these
guys. We live together. That video that went viral, top five highlights of our album, like top five.
It wasn't a stunt whatsoever. We just happen to be friends and we just make music together. So I think everything else just falls into place because of that. You know, nobody is sitting there thinking, what is he thinking about me when I'm not there? You know?
Yeah.
What is he going to say?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We'd rather pick up the phone and be like, listen, dog. So, like, you know, yeah, like, I
like
feel.
That. I yeah, like that. Okay, cool. So since you guys are really, really friends, let's like do some real quick fire stuff. Real quickly. Don't even think about it. Just point, say the name out loud.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Let me know.
All right.
Most likely to get the most lit at a party.
Oh.
It's always you.
No way.
And
I don't know.
Both of you.
It depends on his mood. It depends on
his
mood.
Yeah, if I'm in a good mood.
If he's in a good mood,
we always go to a party when we're in a good mood.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look, you are.
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're going to lie, then...
I don't lie, you know? Like...
It's definitely... He's always drinking.
It's not Taylor. It's not... Yeah,
it's not me.
I can't believe
so
it's
lit in terms of alcohol.
Yeah, you know, Taylor hasn't gone to a point where he's like throwing up, getting back in the car. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, Doug. Like, come on, bro. Come on, Doug. I take that one.
All right. You take it. You take it then. I don't want it.
Let's flip it. Most likely to get super emotional for no damn reason.
I'm okay with that.
I'm that person too, don't worry.
I don't even like, what do you mean
that's
for no reason? Come on!
Okay, who is like
you never know.
The speediest person in studio? Like, come on, we're still like riding, we're still listening to the beat, and this person is already onto the next thing, like
him,
bringing the whole
both
thing
of them,
together.
Both of them.
Yeah, it's, we're kind of like that. We don't dwell on ideas. If it's not working then,
we'll come back. Yeah, we'll come back later.
The next song.
Leave it. Even if it's just ad-libs and mumbles, leave that shit alone.
Let's ask this. Most likely to get married and have a kid first.
You are crazy. That's definitely it.
Dude.
Amazing. Okay, you guys have been super fun, man. This was a dope conversation. I'm going to leave you guys with this last question because I think although you guys collaborate with each other, I feel like your fan bases also really connect with you and they collaborate with you guys too. I mean, I know Rolina, I always see on your Insta story, you're constantly reposting things and you relate with your friends more on an energy level. When they see that 11-11, they scream grabbing, they're like, bro,
like,
you know what I mean? Nessie, I think you're the soundtrack to so many people's, you know, you're the artist that a lot of young kids in South African hip hop are growing up on, you know? And with you, Taliman, as well, like, I think even Whipped in particular was that love song for the summer that, oh, darling, like, everybody, you know, you really,
you
guys.
I was performing that in the club. It was crazy.
You know, you guys really have become a part of your people's lifestyle and they show that, they bring that back to you and they collaborate with you guys in their own way. So what do you guys have to say about them? What do you guys have to say about their collaboration, their consistency? Because they've grown with you guys over the years. And how much does it really mean to you guys?
I personally, I talk to some of my fans on like, I have a group. I know
I'm on Telegram.
But I have my Telegram group and we share books with each other. We share like insight, enlightenment. When they're down, they can see when I'm posting. They know when I'm like sad on Instagram. Yeah. And they're just like, yo, Ro, are you good? I appreciate that like on a crazy level. Especially Ayanda. You're watching Ayanda,
We treat our fans very different. I don't think it's like some of them end up becoming our friends. Not
and that's the thing.
It's crazy. Right? Yeah. And them, like,
it's crazy.
Like we know they just gave birth. We know they just graduated like that. Like every time we see them, it's all love. Like we push through everybody and say, let that one through, you know?
Through a section.
Yeah, and Karen just started the radio thing and she started with us way back then. She did like it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. With us, like some of our fans, the ones that show mad love and that we see like every single place, like we go to Cape Town, you go to Vile, you go to Bloom, you'll see the same faces. Those guys really end up being like friends, almost. You know what I mean? Like some of them, I hire them for the Ivyson tour to work there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like we try and inspire our fans and not let them feel like fans and like we're artists and we're so Omega and this and that.
I think you guys just have a profound respect for the fact that you aren't the only people who are growing. The people who support you are growing too. I think other people miss that. They just feel like, I'm just getting bigger. I'm becoming more of a superstar. And you guys are just the fans, you know?
It takes a lot to support somebody for that long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to know.
They also
as a wallpaper. Like, they have you as wallpapers, guys. You understand? Like, I freaked out. Like, whoa, I'm someone's wallpaper. It's crazy.
Like, especially the ones that end up having kids. and they send us videos of their kids listening to it. You gotta think about it. That's crazy. That's two generations, like, in the same household that listen to you, that show you love. That's crazy. That's like, you have to show that person, like, genuine love.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you don't just treat them like a fan.
Dope one, guys. You know, I was looking at the album cover, and I'm like, the only other thing that I can see that's, like, living is a snake, and we're in the jungle right now, but I just feel like you found your tribe, really. Like, the snake is there, but these are not that person. Like, these are those people who...
What do you mean?
Really,
these two, right?
Yeah, these people are, like, they down the whole squad, so...
Definitely.
Shout out to you guys, man. I really, really appreciate the energy. I appreciate the friendship. And I think because you guys really, really live it, it inspires a whole new generation of people. I mean, you know, I'm very big on, like, South African hip-hop and culture. And, you know, we have a really solid foundation of squads from your... From Ammunition dropping their first album with, like, a compilation to Squatter Cam to Tear Gas. Yeah. I mean, you guys aren't, like, that official, like, together, but I think people will
respect
the squad movement.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something that I admire a lot. So thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you for your energy, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you,
I really, really appreciate you guys, too.
Surprise the whole time.
Yeah, it's man. Crazy. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Zulu Man with Some Power podcast. Make sure you guys go out and check out the album. It is out right now. Rolene's album is on the way. Telemann's brand new project is also on the way, so... Lots of new music from that gang.
I feel like we need to give her, like, her fan moment. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, yeah, though, because I remember when I was still in Ilovo, like, when I just had maybe like two celebrities on my phone. You know what I mean? Like, trying to get out of Durban. You are definitely one of the people that I saw on TV, and I was like, one day I'm gonna be sitting right there, and I'm gonna have an interview.
You, like, paved.
And it's gonna be
you're
about
the,
me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
so shout out to you for that shit. You know what I mean? And you also came with the. You didn't come with the. Those girly vibes. You came with that. You know what I mean?
The proper vibes.
The little gay vibes. You know what I mean? So shout out
especially
to you.
Especially the
we appreciate
for me,
you.
Especially the album, yo.
Yeah, you showed love to my album. Like, it was like 11 minutes past 12, and Telemann was like.
Yeah, that was a solid ass album.
You know what I mean?
And I know because a lot of people would think otherwise, you know? And I was like, yeah, what you got to say now?
Yeah.
You know,
so
like,
I appreciate it. So it's all love on this side. Hopefully you guys are feeling the energy and feeling the love. Make sure you guys come back. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Zulu Man with Some Power podcast series brought to you by M Studios by Old Mutual. If you want to find out more information about the facilities and resources that they offer or revisit some of their masterclasses, the time is now to visit mstudios.co.za.
Music has changed. How it makes us feel never will. The time is now to visit mstudios.co.za.